after the hour. Glad you can be with us here on this Monday. I'm excited for our friend Brian Howell to fill in tomorrow from Buff Zone. He's a good guy. And he's going to have a lot to say on, this story about Colorado, Texas A&M. They're going to play in Denver for next fall's football game on September 11th. They're going to be playing at Empower Field. And so Brian has some interesting stats on that, so he'll be able to talk about that in detail. I'm excited for that. So I'll be out, but I'll be back at it on a Wednesday. So we are postponing. You guys have done that a lot with COVID. So we're postponing Top Text Tuesday to next Tuesday. So we're actually not postponing. We're canceling tomorrow's Top Text Tuesday. But I just thought it would sound a little bit easier to take for some of you. Apparently not. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. Power to Play Sports poll question is up. Who are you rooting for? Kovacs, you're like me. You're kind of coming at this like, it's two greats. We're watching legendary football here. Don't hate it.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's going to be a good game, I think, regardless.
I hope so.
I think it will be.
There's part of me that thinks it could either be a Chiefs blowout or a Bucks win by a field goal.
Which would be so sweet.
Cool. I mean, you look at the history of Tom Brady's Super Bowls, and that's where most of them come down to. Who are you rooting for? Who do you want to see win?
Definitely the Bucks.
Yeah, you want to see Tom Brady get, number seven?
I want to see that, absolutely. I think that'd be so historic and just really cement his greatness for eternity.
I'm with you, man. I'll be fair. LeBron James is not one of those guys that I really root for. I think he's tough to watch, and it's not really the political side necessarily. The way he speaks sometimes is interesting, but I don't enjoy his theatrics on the field as much.
Yes,
falls down. The year he played for the Heat, they carried him off the court, and then 5 seconds later he's back in scoring the game winner. He's one of the best, if not he's close top five, whatever. But for the most part, I just wanted to qualify that. For the most part, I root for greatness. If it's not going to be my teams that are doing it, then I root for greatness. I root for those. I'm so jealous of my dad, when he'll tell me stories about watching, in the prime, Joe Montana, watching John Elway in the early years. I was too little to understand what was going on. And I know a lot of people say, well, I go back and watch the film, and it's not the same thing. You know who wins those games. It's much different than experiencing that greatness in the moment. And so, I was just becoming a really big sports fan when Michael Jordan was doing his thing, but I still didn't understand what I was seeing. I didn't understand the story. That story is one of the most entertaining stories in sports. A guy wins three titles, quits in his prime, goes plays baseball. He sucks at it. He comes back, he wins three more titles. And then they make a documentary out of it several years later. Those are stories, man. Those are great things. We are seeing a quarterback go to 10 Super Bowls. And now the story even is greater because it's not just with the Patriots and, the genius combo that is Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. It's now, the next year, Brady took a Buccaneers team that won 7 games. And again, I know it's the defense deserves more of the credit from yesterday, but they wouldn't have got this far without the quarterback, and Tom Brady wouldn't have got this far without that defense. So I want to give the defense the respect they deserve. I mean, like I said, they have some monsters on this team. But you look at this team last year in 2019, you still had your weapons there on the receiving side of the ball. Chris Godwin had 86 receptions for 1,300 yards. Mike Evans had 67 for 1,100 yards. But it still wasn't, Brady just makes it look a little bit easier. In fact, in that first half, I looked at it and I said, man, this team, Tom Brady looks perfect. He was throwing rainbows, man. I mean, these were perfect passes. That pass at the end of the half, likely what won this game. I mean, it put enough distance between you and Green Bay. He was perfect there. Got a little crazy throwing the deep ball there. Bruce Arians is definitely a, go all out. You're gonna go all out. We're going to go deep. Could they have changed the play calling up there a little bit? Maybe so. But, for the most part, Brady was pretty good in that first half. And then the second half, things kind of started to break through. But either way, you're seeing something there. And then you go over to the other side. And we haven't hit it as much because it was 38-24 Kansas City scored 21 points in the second, and they never looked back. You know, Josh Allen came back down to earth in that game. I don't think this is like, oh, that's the end for Josh Allen. Buffalo's probably missing a couple of pieces if they want to compete with Kansas City. But if Kansas City had played like they've played about, I don't know, half the time this season, maybe the Bills make that closer. But this was Kansas City to perfection. When they play like this, you have to have like something. I think Tony Romo pointed it out. There was like a tipped pass or something, and the Bills almost came up with a pick. And that's what Romo said. He's like, that's what you need against Kansas City. You need plays to go awry that are not expected. You know, a D-tackle's hand goes up at the last second, and it shoots the ball up at a strange angle, and a corner is able to pick it off and take it six. A kind of a rare occasion. That's what you need to beat Kansas City when they're playing at that level. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, perfect. 325, three touchdowns. They between Hardman and Williams, they ran for 114 yards. Tyreek Hill, man, 172 yards receiving. Travis Kelce, 13 receptions, 118 yards, two touchdowns. He's like the best tight end. He's going to, perhaps if he keeps this up, he's going to be the best tight end in history. Now, they are going to be without Fisher. And that left tackle side, that's gonna be interesting. I don't think that's like the, if he's playing, does Kansas City for sure win? If he's not playing, does Kansas City for sure lose? He's not at that level anymore, but it's make no mistake about it, it's tough to replace. But I mean, you just look at this history here. Go look at this, Colfax. I mean, you go to your first Super Bowl against the Rams, you win 20-17. You go against the Panthers, you win 32-29. You beat the Eagles 24-21. You go to those games, and other than the Rams game, Brady, that was his first one, right? He's just getting used to it. 145 yards and a touchdown. Against the Panthers, 354 yards, three touchdowns. He threw a pick. Against the Eagles, 236 yards, two touchdowns. Then he went on the stretch. He lost to the Giants twice. And in those games, 266, one touchdown. He lost to the Giants the next year, or the next Super Bowl. He had 276 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. Then they come back years later, and they beat Seattle 28-24. That was that Seattle team that smoked the Broncos that we thought, man, this Legion of Boom and Russell Wilson, they're going to win like five Super Bowls. Well, they've yet to win one since they beat the Broncos, and the Patriots kind of broke that up a little. 28-24, they have the epic comeback against Atlanta. I mean, what, down 45, what was that score again? It was 28-3, wasn't it? And then the Patriots come all the way back. They win that thing. They lost to the Eagles, but then they bounce back and beat the Rams 13-3. It's crazy when you look at it. 10 Super Bowls. It's nuts. And that's what I'm saying. I've never been that guy that's like, I'm rooting against some of this greatness that's happening. Now, if you're a superstar that I just am not a fan of, then, I mean, again, I'm not that big of a fan of LeBron James. I never really was when he decided to go to Miami. And I know teams jump all the time now, but that was it. He had the ESPN special. I was in Vegas that day, actually. And it was all over the big screens, and everybody's watching, and it was this ESPN one-hour special of just where he's going to choose to go in free agency. He later said he regretted doing that, but ever since that point, I kind of just got enough of him. And then he goes from Miami, and he goes back to Cleveland. Oh, that team's ready to go. Now I'm going to go back there, and then they win a title. Oh, the Lakers are probably going to get Anthony Davis in a year. I'm going to go over there. So I'm not really that crazy about it. Well, Kenny Swami, that's why I'm cheering for Mahomes. Dude will pass Brady. It's time to pass the torch. And I don't think it's time to pass the torch. I think you could share the torch right now. I, for one, would love to see Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes battle it out for the next couple of years. I don't know how realistic that is, because Father Time's going to win at some point. Just ask Conor McGregor. I didn't see the fight. I just saw the memes. Man, getting knocked out in the UFC is harsh anymore. Because the memes, man. I mean, the memes. I don't... Like, yes, Patrick Mahomes is the better quarterback. No question. He's better than Tom Brady now. There's no doubt about it. He doesn't look like he has any issues, like any weaknesses, really. Mahomes is going to be one of those guys, you know, and he had, what, kind of some turf toe going on, coming off the concussion. That still doesn't slow him down. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, do you really think Mahomes will even touch what Tom Brady has done? And they said, I don't know that he has the right temperament as Tom Brady, does he? And I said, I think Pat Mahomes actually probably has a better temperament than Tom Brady. I think he, and what they meant by that was his leadership ability, his, honestly, just that that never quit attitude. I think Mahomes might have it more so than Brady ever did. If things line up and he and Andy Reid can do it, I mean, but that's what's crazy. You're going to, Brady's been to 10. Mahomes has to go to 8 more. That doesn't seem realistic, does it? However, we did say last year, how many Super Bowls will Patrick Mahomes win in this contract? Where's that contract take him through? Was it a 10-year deal, wasn't it? So we asked the question, how many Super Bowls will he win in 10 years? I think one of the answers was like 8. Would he win 5? Would he win 3? Well, he might win 1 for sure, or might win 1 in 2 weeks. He's highly entertaining. He's more fun to watch than Tom Brady. Yeah, I like quarterbacks that can move around. Aaron Rodgers is actually more fun to watch than Tom Brady. The Spurs were never very fun to watch. You know, they just played sound basketball, tough defense. They knew how to draw a foul. Tim Duncan was not, you know, Anthony Davis. He was a typical big man, right? He could shoot. He had a good free throw shot. But he was very, you know, no expression. The Spurs were boring. But they won 5 titles. So, again, it's not always about necessarily what's the most entertaining. Although, Tom Brady usually has a cast of characters that surround him. Great receivers, fun receivers to watch that make it entertaining. Peyton Manning wasn't as electrifying as Mahomes. What enthralled us about Mahomes was his ability to change the play at the line of scrimmage and to call out a defense. I don't know why. McClain says Tom Brady's mom must be so proud. If I were Tom, I'd be freaking proud too. 10 Super Bowls, dude. I mean, it's nuts. McClain says, I almost lost my lunch when Zach said Locke is in the bottom 2 in stats. It's what you're dealing with. I mean, what are we doing here? We're sitting here talking about, 10 Super Bowls. We're talking about Patrick Mahomes running the NFL for the next 10 years, not just the AFC West. And what are we doing? If it's not going to be Deshaun, which I don't think it is, if it's not going to be Aaron Rodgers, which I don't think it is, we're going to talk about that more coming up, then is it going to be Matthew Stafford? And I'm not crazy about the Stafford thing. At that point, I might as well just draft a quarterback. Because I don't know that Stafford is upper echelon. He's not. Deshaun Watson is. Could you envision Deshaun Watson leading your team to an overtime win over Kansas City? His numbers are top 5. Could you envision Matt Stafford doing that on a regular basis? I mean, you might be better. You might win 10 games. You might win 9 and squeeze in because they have the extra playoff game now. But are you or playoff team? But is that going to do it? And if that doesn't do it, then I like Zach Stevens' analogy though. It could be like the Alex Smith situation. Okay. But when they did the Alex Smith situation, they weren't necessarily banking on Mahomes coming in. They were basically saying, he's better than what our current situation is. He can make us legit. Let's get back in. And maybe that's the way to go. But I do think that the trial period is about 2 years. And if in 2 years I see no production, if I see no growth, if I see a step back, then I'm reloading. I'm either reloading through free agency or I'm reloading in the draft. And Drew Locke has been in the NFL 2 years. Brady, he didn't play that much in his first. He was a rookie that year. Okay, that didn't work for Mahomes because his very next year he was playing in big-time games. Drew Locke has not shown us any of that growth. So you reload it. You know, at first I thought, Elway, stick it out. It's the tweener year, man. The ownership's not they're going to come in and who knows, they might change things anyway. And I still feel like I would have liked to see that. But now that Elway's done, we bring in a new GM, fine. Now's the chance to start over. And I know Vic Fangio's the guy going forward, but I'm looking at Eric Bieniemy. I don't know if is he going to get hired? I'd sure like to see him be the head coach of the Denver Broncos. That's what I'd like. But it's not going to happen because that's not the way you do it. They're giving Vic a shot. They're giving Drew a shot. You're wasting your time because Patrick Mahomes is not getting any worse. And they have a lot of those contracts locked up for the next few years. Justin Herbert might turn out to be a player, like a really good player. He was pretty good in his rookie year. See, he showed us signs. He wasn't perfect. He showed you signs, though, if you're a Chargers fan. Seriously, tell me what Drew Lock showed you. He could throw the ball deep once in a while. A lot of them can. His ability to maneuver outside the pocket, not great. His footwork's not as good as we thought. His ability to adapt after film hasn't, I mean, because isn't the first obvious thing to all of us fans was, why does he keep rolling to the right? Don't you get that corrected day one? He's not the guy. And that's what these weekends typically show us. When you see the Lakers go on and win the title, we all step back and go, or do the Nuggets have the right pieces here to really do this thing? And then, of course, we had the debate over the offseason. What do they have to do to beat LA? And we really thought, okay, secure Jeremy Grant. MPJ's got to get better. Didn't secure Jeremy Grant, but hey, JaMychal Green's playing great basketball. I'm excited for this matchup. I'm not ready to pass the torch off just yet. But I'm ready to see both of these guys. And I don't know if Tom comes back. I mean, he's giving us no... He signed a two-year deal with Tampa Bay, so... I don't think he's giving us any kind of sign that he's done. He doesn't look like Peyton Manning. Manning in that Super Bowl 50 year, he was done. There was no debate. That guy was done. Brady can still hang. He can still hang with the best of them. He might not be the best of them anymore, and I'm talking top five, but he can certainly hang. And listen, Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be the MVP, and he is probably. But he had some bad moments in that game, too, so... I know people are knocking the Tom Brady interceptions and everything, but for the most part, I think you're pretty damn happy with what you achieved this year. 22 minutes after the hour. Shout out to the Chiropractic Standard Dr. Tyler Terry set up with me about a month and a half ago. And I've been going there for the last 3 weeks, go a couple of times a week. And the cool thing is, don't let the cost freak you out because you can take those appointments down. You can work on a payment plan. Maybe you're thinking, I don't want to go in and get cracked and popped and all that stuff. Well, that's not my experience. That's not what they've done with me. It's a very new, effective way to get you to the point where you want to be, where you can do the things you want to do. I want to run more. I want to exercise more efficiently. I want to be able to lift and throw my toddler up, even as he gets bigger and bigger. I want to be able to do that for a longer period of time. And that's where I went to the Chiropractic Standard. And I got to say, folks, so far, so good. My right shoulder always kind of leans a little bit lower because my back is just so out of whack there. But my wife and I were looking the other day. She's like, wow, I'm not trying to, like, reposition myself, but I'm able to look a little bit better. I'm standing up a little bit straighter, and that's helping alleviate that pain too. That's the Chiropractic Standard in Greeley. 23 minutes after the hour. All right, I gotta register somebody. Madden Tournament, February 6th. No co-mobile gaming. We're gonna be playing it at or in Greeley, St. Michael's Square. And it's going to be awesome. Greeley Bears, Pop Warner, they're donating a PS5. I got a few spots left. It's going fast. I'm going to register somebody right now. Be caller number 4 on the First Advantage Hotline, and you're in. No entry fee, none of that stuff. You got to be 18 plus. But we're going to go caller number 4 right now, 970-353-1310. You want a chance to win a PS5, this is it. Be caller number 4, 970-353-1310. We'll be right back.
When it starts, we'll be ready. High school basketball and Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 and Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Recapture the greatest moments and hang them up in your man cave. No limit collectibles. Buy, sell, trade. There's no limit to what you can collect. They're in the outlet shops in Loveland. You can buy, sell, or trade. Maybe you were a card collector. You're not so much into it anymore. You want to stop by. They'll tell you if maybe some of those old Jordan cards are worth anything, some of those old Elway cards. Maybe your kids are getting into it. Maybe you're still into it. I still collect. I still have a lot of cards. And maybe you just want to get that man cave looking good again. Broncos memorabilia, Nuggets memorabilia. And maybe you're not a local fan, which is silly, but they've got you covered there too. No limit collectibles. It's a big enough shop for everybody. They're in the outlet shops in Loveland. Check them out. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Don't you think Aaron Rodgers would have liked to have a KJ Hamler yesterday? Now, I bring that up because it feels like Rodgers has been slighted with the Packers for several years now. And then LaFleur comes in and kind of says, yeah, we want to be more of this. When his first day, right? He's like, well, maybe more of a run team, you know? And it's like, Rodgers, what are you talking about? And then you draft Jordan Love in the first round. I mean, you don't think you could have done better with a KJ? KJ, the reason I bring it up is KJ was taken in the second. So that was a guy you could have had. Laviska Shenault, the Colorado Buff, got taken by the Jags in the second round. I mean, I'm looking at all these. There was a lot of wide receivers. This was a wide receiver heavy year. Bengals took T. Higgins. Colts took Michael Pittman Jr. I mean, you look at the list of all these guys. Green Bay takes Jordan Love at number 26, knowing you have Aaron Rodgers locked up through 2023 on that $134 million deal. So you could have gone, obviously next season and into that season. And then maybe even next season you start prospecting and think, but at the end of next season. But instead you go with Jordan Love, and it's a new coach that comes in. So you're starting to wonder, is the plan here to kind of hurry up and push me out of here? And Rodgers was asked about it. It's like, I don't know what the future holds for me. I'm not sure, even though he has a contract through 2023. But clearly not happy with the decision late in that game. And what does that say, too? I mean, you're Aaron Rodgers. You're the MVP. You're going to the Hall of Fame. You're a Hall of Famer. You're down 8. There's 2:04 left. LaFleur decides to kick a field goal, and you're down by 5. And LaFleur saying that we essentially had 4 timeouts. By the time they kicked it off, and I think it was received, the kick returner for the Bucs, it was about 2:04 when he receives it. And if he would have ran around a little bit more, it was like 2:08, my bad. But you could take a little more time off. What does he do? He like slides for some reason. He slides and that's it. But most of the time you're going to take that, it's going to last at least 4 more seconds. And that's going to take you to the 2-minute warning. So the fact that Matt LaFleur was banking on that 2-minute warning being another timeout for them doesn't really hold that much water to me, especially the way they kicked the ball off. You allowed for a return. Not sure why the kick returner's diving there. I'm looking at some of the players going, why'd he do that? We just gave Green Bay a timeout, essentially. Plus, you're putting the ball in Tom Brady's hands. And I don't care if Tom Brady has struggled, has thrown 3 interceptions. Until he proves otherwise, Tom Brady is still clutch. He's still clutch. Maybe not as clutch as he used to be, but he's still there. Plus, then that's not even the main thing. It's Aaron Rodgers. You're going to have to score anyway. You're going to have to get the stop anyway. This way, you take it, take your shot, go for the touchdown, go for 2. If you tie it, you still got to come up with the stop, or you still got to try a way to win it in overtime. If you don't get the 2-point conversion, you got to come up with the stop. Everything pointed to you're going to have to get the stop anyway. And especially Tom Brady. If this is a different quarterback, if it's an injured Drew Brees, if it's a Trubisky for Chicago, I'm just trying to think of some of the playoff teams, you might take your chances. Plus, Green Bay was playing pretty well. I mean, they came up with 3 interceptions. That was a game changer, man. I know a lot of people this morning, I'm hearing, well, there are a lot of things leading up to that you can't just pinpoint one play. I don't like to leave games like that going, what if? And at least if they go for it and don't get it and don't get the stop, then I don't know. I tend to respect that. Now, again, if they kick the field goal, which they did, and then they get the stop, they get the ball back, which they almost did get the ball back. They did call pass interference, which it absolutely was pass interference. Then, yeah, you can kind of see where Matt LaFleur was coming from. They were close. They were very close to coming up with the big-time stop that they needed. But not close enough. And I don't like the, I mean, I don't like the chance, that the fact that you got two great quarterbacks. I'm taking the ball out of this great quarterback, and I'm going to give the ball to that great quarterback and hope that we can come up with one stop. I'm not banking off of that. Now, again, if it's Peyton Manning, the Super Bowl 50 year, all right. But even then, I'm a little scared because I've seen it before. Do they have one left in them? So if you're Aaron Rodgers, do you even want to be there anymore? You drafted a quarterback. You didn't give me any more weapons. You remember hearing him before the draft. They asked him who he'd like. He'd love to see another wide receiver added to that mix. And you draft a quarterback, a guy that's sitting in a ball cap on the sidelines, not helping you at all. I've always said, you know, drafting a quarterback in the first, or anytime you draft a player in the first round, you're basically saying he's going to be effective for me in year one. Quarterback's the one position that doesn't really apply to, because maybe they're not ready yet. Maybe you still have a great quarterback. But in the case of Aaron Rodgers, you had him through 2023. So I don't think I'm going that route yet. And it's a Mountain West quarterback. I'm trying not to knock the, if we're talking Mountain West in basketball, I'll go there all day. But, you know, Mountain West in football, yeah, Josh Allen's a Mountain West quarterback, sure, but so's Brett Rippon, and he's backing up Drew Locke, one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. And I like Brett. He hasn't had a chance. I don't think he's had a fair shot. But then, you know, you don't trust him enough to go to him. It's late in the game. 2 minutes left, man. I'm counting on the Bucs getting a first down. I'm counting on that. That's how I'm coaching that. But, nonetheless, you lose this game. Now there's a lot of questions about Green Bay. And maybe that was the last one for Aaron Rodgers with Green Bay. Maybe his last NFC Championship game. What would that look like? A little bit, you know, another older type quarterback, but still very much in his prime because he's going to win the MVP. I would say that's still in his prime. 35 minutes after the hour, I'm going to take a short break. Let's get out of here and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA, the Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
It was a wild weekend for the Denver Nuggets, as you hear Coach Bowen there. Denver wins 120 to 112 on Saturday, and then they, on Friday, they win 130 to 126 on Friday. Overtime Friday, double overtime Saturday, on a back-to-back, Friday night, Saturday. Crazy, man. But Denver gets it done. I said, out of this five-game road trip, what looked so daunting to begin with now suddenly looks pretty good. You find a way to beat Phoenix twice. Now you have Dallas tonight. Miami and San Antonio coming up. So I think you're feeling really good at how this road trip has started. Now look at this. Joker did jokery things. 29 points plus 8. 6 turnovers. All right. Has the ball a lot, though. But 22 boards and 6 assists. 22 rebounds in that game. He went to the free throw line 14 times. He is the aggressor. He has become that guy. We do not have that question surrounding Nikola Jokic much anymore about when will he decide to take over a game scoring-wise. He has decided. And it is a scary, scary thing for opponents. It's greatness that we're watching, and it just so happens to be in a local uniform. So I'm loving this, man. And then Jamal Murray, who I've been extremely critical of, and to be fair, I was his number one cheerleader when he was drafted. Number one. So I'm very critical of those kind of predictions and those claims, because you put a lot of pressure on those. 26 points, 5 assists, 6 rebounds. Very good game. But then do we have to say the elbow excuse is no more? The injury? Because you can't... if you can put together those kind of games on a back to back and double overtime, then I don't think it's hurting you as much. And again, it might be healing the last week. But I've always kind of been the guy that, hey, if it's going to affect your play to the point where you're not playing at, you know, even 80%, you need to rest for 2 weeks and get right, because you're going to need the best Jamal Murray you can get. But I'm taking that one, happy with it. And then you get Michael Porter Jr. back in the lineup. He had a nice game Friday, had a better game on Saturday, 14 points, 11 boards. Those are those other stats I'm talking about. Porter's an electric scorer, and if you can get, hey, the thing of it is, folks, if you can get Joker, Murray, and Porter rolling and get with point totals and stats like that, you're doing well. Here's what the key stat was, too, for him. Again, defensively, his time on the floor, all that. His plus-minus, Michael Porter Jr.'s plus-minus was plus 19. So a very good stat there. Jamichael Green is kind of the savior for this team in a way, because you lose Jeremy Grant and he's tearing it up with Detroit on a terrible team. But Green is kind of providing what Grant was providing. 16 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, plus minus plus 15, good defense. So you're loving that. So, man, hats off to the Nuggets finding a way. They're now 9-7. They're climbing back up. I think they're now 5th in the Western Conference. So this is why, you know, and I was going to hold on to this for about 2 weeks after this one. But I, you know, I was still using the excuse of, well, the saving grace for the Nuggets is that the rest of the teams aren't pulling away. And you can only use that so long before you go, all right, there's a problem here. The Clippers are 3 games ahead of Denver. That's it. The Clippers, Lakers, and Jazz are sitting at number 1, 2, and 3, and they're 3 games ahead. Next in line is Portland at 9-6, and then Denver's right there. So this is why I was waiting, because I was looking at the rest of the NBA, and I'm looking at all these other teams. Philadelphia's 12-5, Milwaukee's 10-6. Nobody's at their elite status yet. Nobody's playing to their absolute best just yet. And I think that certainly includes the Nuggets. So that was the only reason I was kind of hesitant before I said, oh, I'm really concerned. But that doesn't mean, you know, that can't creep back in. You're 9-7. Still think you got to find a way to finish this series or this road trip 3-2. 4-1 would mean, man, you're getting kind of back up again, especially against the opponents. 4-1 would be colossal, would be huge for this team. But I'm standing by my Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray thing, because Murray had a great weekend, 2 good games, you know, for both Friday night and Saturday night. But do it again. Now do it again. You know, do it tonight against Dallas. That's what I need to see next. Because, you know, he had 18 points on Friday night, 9 assists. I mean, you're getting close to that triple-double status. He had 7 boards. I don't care if you get 18 points if you can do that. So tonight, another big test. And Jamal Murray's, Michael Porter Jr.'s big test, can you play defense? Can you play defense? Because if you can do that, then you suddenly become kind of a complete player. But that's a big, big can you do. That's a big if. Although he was better. He had a key block, I think, in the game on Saturday. So, yeah, you can, if you can get to even just a little bit below average, all right, now we're kind of in business here on the defensive side. Because that's how bad, I mean, I'm telling you, folks, if you don't watch him play, he's a bad defensive player. He's athletic enough to come up with some big-time plays, like blocks, and of course, rebounding, he's stellar there. He's a very good rebounder. It has nothing to do with his size necessarily. Just the way he works himself close up to the rim. But you should be encouraged this weekend by Denver. Taking those games, I mean, coming all the way back on that Friday game, they were down by a lot. And then forcing the overtime. Exhausted for sure. I don't know what to expect tonight. Will you see a Denver Nuggets team show that resiliency even though they had a long weekend? I think so. We can find a way to, you know, we lost to the Mavericks last time around. Bring it back, see if they can get the job done. 46 minutes after the hour. When we come back, I'll give you my closing thoughts from a busy Monday. We'll get to what's on the tube and what's on KFKA tonight. Some college basketball. So we'll talk about that coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. No code now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Got our game beer of the week, thanks to On the Rocks Liquor. This one's from Horse and Dragon Brewing in Fort Collins. Whistle Blast Honey Brown Ale. Pick up selections from Horse and Dragon or any of your favorite adult beverages. Use the drive-thru that's open until midnight at On the Rocks Liquor. Also want to remind you, Molly Brown Spirits from Denver is available there. Bourbon Whiskey and Rye Whiskey. From what I know and throughout this area, Northern Colorado, it's the only place that has it, is On the Rocks Liquor. So stop by, tell them we sent you here from the whole show. Nikola Jokic was named the NBA Western Conference Player of the Week after what he did from Monday, January 18th to Sunday, the 24th. The first time he's won this award this season, and he has earned the Western Conference Player of the Week honor 7 times in his career, tying him with Alex English for the second most in franchise history. There's just a lot going on with Joker. I mean, every time you watch a game, he's passing somebody on the stats list. You know, he's going to probably pass Alex English on the Western Conference Player of the Week list, or he's going to, of how many he's achieved. This is when you see that you have a big-time player, probably a Basketball Hall of Famer. Because he just, every game you watch, oh, he just passed up so-and-so on the 5th of all time, and the 7th of all time, and the 8th of all time. That's when you know. And just hopefully Denver, and now they kind of got themselves out of the hole they dug. They're 9-7. And for him to get realistic MVP consideration, he's got to have the numbers, which he does right now. But he's got to have the wins. You know, if you're really that valuable, then you are finding ways to win. And Joker is the, you know, what makes him the best is his ability to make the team better. So that will be a knock against him if Denver can at least get into the playoffs, which they will. But this is going to help his MVP shot. The fact, you know, you're winning the NBA Western Conference Player of the Week. What would it mean for the Nuggets to have an MVP caliber player, to have an MVP player? Like, that would put kind of really help the Nuggets get something on the map there when it comes to the NBA. Not the flyover state or city that we always talk about. All right, tonight, what's going on? We've got Denver at Dallas, continuing that road trip. That is 6:30 Mountain, I believe, altitude 1. That is the 3rd of 5 in the road trip. KFKA tonight, taking Texas Tech and West Virginia. That is going to be, I think, two teams in the top. I want to say they're both top 10 teams at this stage. So, yeah, you're going to have a good one tonight. That one starts at 6:45. Coverage begins at 6:45 tonight. Yeah, Texas Tech sitting at 10. West Virginia sitting at number 11. And that's going to be here for you tonight on 1310 KFK. Yes, we cover a lot of local. The voice of the UNC Bears, Preps Radio, but there's also time for those national games, too. You'll be able to hear the Super Bowl on KFK. You heard the AFC and NFC championship games yesterday on KFK. So stay tuned for some great basketball tonight. Texas Tech taking on West Virginia. Well, closing thoughts for me on this one. Why would you hate this matchup? Why would you hate Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes? You're seeing greatness, folks. Enjoy it. It doesn't always last long. Nuggets are back on the right track. Are they out of the woods just yet? Let's complete this road trip. And we'll talk about that throughout the week. That's going to do it for us. I'll be back at it on a Wednesday. Brian Howell of Buff Zone, our Buffs insider, will be filling in, talking everything going on throughout Northern Colorado. Good night, Northern Colorado.